Good morning. You're listening to Connect FM on 96.7 or 99.7, whichever gives you the best signal. I'm Pat Shea. I'll be the host of today's Contact Show. Today we have a fact-filled day with Paul Babois. He's the president of the Brookville Trail Hub, and he's going to tell us about some exciting news about the upcoming summer opening of the trail and things that are planned to help expand it and make things happen. We're going to go to a commercial, and then we'll come back and talk to Paul. And before we do, I just want to mention, I don't know about all of you guys, but I am absolutely thrilled to come home and have that extra hour of daylight that we have. And this is an exciting time with the grass starting to turn green, and I see some daffodils popping through the ground. So we'll go ahead and have this commercial, and then we'll be back with Paul Babois to talk about the Brookville Trail Hub.
Hi folks, are you having problems with your child at home? Is their behavior a problem? Are you at your wit's end? If so, call us for more information. Community County Services. We provide family-based mental health. Call for information at 371-8066. We work to help you keep your family together in a healthy way. Community County Services, 371-8066.
We are back on Connect FM at 96.7 or 99.7. If you've just joined, today's guest is Paul Babois. He's president of the Brookville Trail Hub. Paul, I want to welcome you to the show today.
Okay, thank you. It's great to be here, and I appreciate the opportunity to tell people about Brookville Trail Hub and Five Bridges Trail.
Well, thank you, and we're excited to hear what you have to offer. And folks, just to give you a heads up, we have the blessing of this area in having lots of railroad tracks that maybe used to pick up coal and transport coal wherever it needed to go. And sadly, with the demise of the coal processing in the area, a lot of those trails were not used. A lot of the railroad areas weren't being utilized, and some people really got the very wise idea of turning them into trails. They have an existing area that's cleared and passable and no longer needed. So that's a great combination. And Mr. Babois had brought some maps of what the trail is going to be looking like, and they have made great progress on developing a trail where you'll eventually be able to go from Clarion up to Kane, if you want to walk that far. I wouldn't do it all at once, I'm sure. But it's an exciting time to hear about this. And with the spring, one of the things that Paul's group has to do is they actually walk the trails and they help do upkeep and maintenance. You know, we all had those terrible winds a week or two ago, and near my home, there were lots of trees knocked down. So one of the jobs he's going to have to oversee is getting those trees off the trail so that you don't have to jump over them if you're going for a walk. So, Paul, could you talk a little bit about the maintenance that you're going to have to be doing now that the weather's clearing?
Yeah, sure. This will be the first time we'll be going out since last fall, and I'm sure there's going to be trees down, and we have one section near a beaver trail where the beavers always seem to drop the trees on the trail. There's one place cut through basically a mountain where there's we might have a rock slide. We'll be checking on that. And then the culverts from the branches that fall down get plugged up, so we want to make sure those are cleared. Those are the main things that we'll be looking for early in the year.
Well, that sounds like you're going to have your hands full. And we appreciate you doing that. I'm curious, since these were railroad tracks, have all the rails been removed?
Yes. Let me go back a little bit. And
sure.
One of the pioneers of the rail trail movement in Pennsylvania is the Clarion Little Toby Trail. Dan Love and I wish I could come up with his name. From Brockway, Dan Love on the Ridgeway end, and George Miller, there we go, on the Brockway end, got together and wanted to make this a rail trail for non-motorized vehicles. And that really was the inspiration for many of the rail trails in Pennsylvania. And I'm actually on that board. It's Tri-County Rails Trails. And the Brookville Trail Hub is kind of a springboard off of that. To answer your question, these track beds, the rails were very valuable, okay, for scrap material. And so they've been removed, and when they remove the rails, they remove the ties too. So then that gives the cinder bed and the limestone chips, you know, to start with, and then it needs improved from that state.
Do you end up having to put extra limestone down to smooth it out, or what kind of prep did you have to do?
Yeah, that ideally, if you can get the funding, that's what you do. You put down a nice base to level it off. You grade it, put down a nice base, and then you cover it with smooth, fine stone. And we haven't got to that point yet, but what we do is I've graded it with a tractor and kind of mixed the cinders and the stone together so that they're rideable on a bike. And so.
Yes, and before the show you had mentioned that it's for non-motorized vehicles, so people can take a bicycle. What do they call it? A mountain bike, so they can ride over the stones, and nothing motorized. You don't want any motorcycles.
Wheelchairs. Motorized wheelchairs are allowed.
Gotcha.
That's an exception. And then e-bikes are not considered motorized because they're not
a regular vehicle.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Not a combustion vehicle. So a lot of people go on the e-bikes. It's allowing people like me, old people like me, to go out and ride a bike without worrying about exertion and working up a sweat and stuff.
Yes, and you get to see the great outdoors, and that's probably a good way for you to inspect all the rail areas to see what work you might have to do. I know when the snow disappeared, I was shocked at the amount of pop cans and beer bottles and all the stuff that was alongside the road. And I was very happy to see that there were a couple organizations that have already hit many of the roads in our area and they've picked them up. But again, I was really shocked. I didn't realize how much junk gets thrown out along the highway. Do you have much of that along the trail?
On Five Bridges Trail, we don't, because there's no main highway that runs along it. It is a problem with Wolf Run Trail that runs from Triangle Tech out to Singing Hills or McMinn Summit. That's along 219, and there's a lot of trash that gets thrown off of 219.
That's sad to hear, but I guess anytime you have a big group of people going by, that's part of what happens. Now, Paul, you had mentioned that there was, I think, four different trail organizations. You mentioned Five Bridges, the Wolf Run, the Clarion Little Toby Trails, and was there another one that I'm missing?
Red Bank Valley that runs from Brookville down past New Bethlehem.
Yes, and when you were explaining the trail that will eventually be seamless from Clarion to even beyond Kane up to the Kinzu Bridge, you said there was a small five-mile section. What's the plan to try to acquire that and make it part of the overall project?
Okay, that's between Allen's Mills and Brookville. It's actually at about a 10-mile section. And right now, for the past few years, we were trying to get funding for a feasibility study. Feasibility study is required by DCNR to check the feasibility of the trail extension. And then contact the owners and see if the easements are, you know, if they're, we can get them on board to give us access to the land, and of course the permits, environmental permits. So we tried a couple of applications where they require 20% funding, and we were turned down because those are very competitive. So we went with the DCNR 50% match, and fortunately we got a $20,000 grant from Rail Trail Conservancy that gave us enough of that we could make that 50% match. So we were awarded that just in January, and we'll be moving ahead, getting an engineer for that, and putting the proposal together and implementing that. The state allows 3 years for that to be completed.
Well, that's fantastic that you've been able to access some grants. And I guess I know locally our state representative Mike Armanini and our state senator Langerholtz have been very supportive of different trail projects. I know they've been very supportive of ATV trail grant acquisition. But, you know, it just dawned on me, when you have such a lengthy trail, you've got another state representative in Kane and a different one down near Clarion and Redback Valley. So you have several legislators that you guys have
to Senator address. Chris Dush.
Yes.
He's been helpful.
Great. And I know Punxsutawney, they have, I believe it's called the Mahoning Trail, and that has been getting lots of attention from local hikers and bikers. They love to go on the trail down there. So I'm excited to hear that this is expanding, and I like the idea of the length. Is there any camping option? Can they take a tent and camp on the way when they're hiking? Because it's big enough, they're not going to do it in one day.
You're right. That's to be developed. I think along either Red Bank or Armstrong, there are camping facilities. Now, the Clarion Little Toby going up to Ridgeway, much of that goes through the state game lands, so there's no camping allowed there. So, but where there's no camping, you know, that's where the towns can benefit. Especially bed and breakfast, local coffee shops and restaurants. And that's a big part of the economic impact of having a long corridor, not just a day trip trail, where they can stay overnight and, hey, come up here from other states and actually other countries and spend their money here in this area.
I'm glad to hear that you mentioned that, and you are correct. A lot of people don't realize that any time you bring people into your community, they bring their wallet, and they may be eating, having a pizza, might get gas at a local gas station, and oil, and all the activities. I remember many years ago when I got hired at a former job that I had to have a birth certificate, and I could have gone to Pittsburgh, Newcastle, or Harrisburg. Well, I figured out I'd go to Newcastle, because it was easy to access. And I went and I applied for my birth certificate, and they said, come back in an hour. And I thought, what am I going to do for this hour? Well, I went walking downtown, and they had a jewelry store. And I popped in, and they had a good salesperson who sold me my, well, it was my ex-wife's diamond ring. And I never would have bought that diamond ring in that community if I had not been required to stay there for that hour. So if somebody's taking a rest, having dinner or lunch or breakfast, or stopping for a break or a snack, they're going to spend money. So I can see how this has the potential to bring a lot of people into the community and make them aware of it, and they'll probably come back. So you're going to be bringing in repeat visitors. If they enjoyed the trail, they're going to hike it again.
I just want to bring up one of my experiences. I was staying down Pittsburgh area, and at a local hotel, and a bus comes in, and they start unloading bicycles. It was a group, you know, came on the bus, to go on the trail nearby. It's Great Allegheny Passage, which is very famous. It actually extends to the C&O Canal Trail and goes to Washington, D.C. from southwestern Pennsylvania. And eventually, this is going to link up with that. But it just shows people come and these people, they take their vacations. They bring their bikes. And, these are generally people in the higher income groups. And we can bring those people in. They see our area and maybe they like it and maybe build a camp there or buy a house, a second home, or maybe even bring in their business. So there's a lot of potential here.
Yes. And I think that's something that is quite untapped. So you're going to help with your organization to help bring people into that. I know not long ago I talked to somebody that was involved with an ATV trail that runs from Ridgeway almost down to the Sebula area. And their hope is to get funding to expand their ATV trail. And there's already a gentleman that bought a local property so he could be close to this ATV trail. He's already anticipating that he and his wife are going to be using this trail a lot. So it's the same thing with your foot trail. If people love to hike, they want to be close to the trail. So I can see where that's something that will bring in some new people. And that's desperately needed in our area.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to applaud your group for that. Now, you mentioned that you have an event coming up. You said it was Celebrate Trails. Could you mention a little bit about that?
Yeah, that's a national event sponsored by Rail Trail Conservancy. And it's on the fourth Saturday of April every year. And we've been participating in that. And Five Bridges Trail is kind of, not many people know about it. So it's our chance to do PR, get the people out on trail for the first time and see what it's like. And see the beaver trail, see the animals. Five Bridges is kind of unique because it covers wetlands as well. And most of the trails around here don't. So that's unique. You see different, wildlife. But anyway, that's our headquarters. If people want to go there, we'll have some freebies there. That'll be at the Allen's Mills Trailhead.
Well, that sounds like a fun day. Yeah. And this year, the fourth Saturday of April is the 25th. So
right.
That'll be coming up in just a few short weeks. And hopefully we'll have some nice weather for that event. And you guys are like everybody else. You're hoping to get some volunteers, and I don't know why people aren't volunteering to the extent that they used to, but I certainly hope you can get some people to help with this project. What kind of things would you have your volunteers do if you get some to come forward to help?
Well, being in nature comes back. When you cut it back, it grows back again. So there's always that cutting back brush, keeping it off the trail. We have the invasive species, autumn olive and wild honeysuckle. And they extend out. So there's that maintenance, keeping the ditches clear.
I hadn't
branches.
Thought about that, but you definitely want to keep your ditches open so you're not flooding your trail.
Yep.
And I guess I hadn't thought about the brush, but you sure don't want things with thorns catching the people hiking by.
Right.
So that is good to have the maintenance. And I know from my own yard, the more you do keeping things cut back, the less you have to worry about it next year.
Yeah.
So that is good to take care of. So if there's anybody out there that has a passion for helping with trails and an interest in hiking, they can use you as a volunteer to help you keep the trails open and keep the brush back so that the trail's nice and wide, and to cut the brush back so we don't have people getting stuck with thorns as they hike by. Now, earlier you mentioned about electric wheelchairs. I happen to have a friend that lives within sight of our station who's in an electric wheelchair, and he loves to get out into the woods. He used to be a hunter, and since he lost the use of his legs, he's not hunting. Are the trails pretty manageable for an electric wheelchair? I'm wondering if the stone's packed in tight enough that his wheels won't get bogged down.
Wolf Run is good. Wolf Run trail, and that's nice and local, easy to get to. Five Bridges, we still have work to do. I'm hoping there's a fellow that I'll be contacting to, he rolled the trail once, and that helps a lot. There are certain sections. They come out on trail, explore the trail, and they'll see the sections that are better for wheelchairs.
And you mentioned the beavers. Do you have other issues with different animals that might like to burrow or hack up your trail?
Mainly the beavers cutting down trees. And hopefully they'll keep on Wolf Run. They built a dam that was really coming up over the trail, but it was... the railroad took care of that because it was affecting their track. But the other animals, no, not really.
Well, that's good. Does the trail anywhere adjoin fishing area or maybe even some game lands where they might use it as an access point to go fishing?
Most of Five Bridges Trail is it's private land bordering the trail, and most of it's posted. Now, at the end from Allen's Mills to Red Barn Road, there is some hunting and fishing there.
Gotcha. Well, that's good to know. We're going to go to our last commercial, and then we'll be right back to wrap up our show.
LifespanFamilyServices.com provides foster care and adoption services throughout this area. Lifespan helps train you, support you, and works with you to make you a quality foster parent. If you have any interest in fostering, please call us today at 814-375-1314. We have a foster parent here today, and I'd like to ask, what is one thing that you thought was the most important reason to use Lifespan Family Services as your foster care provider?
Whenever my husband and I were researching foster agencies to work with, we were drawn to Lifespan. And then whenever we began to reach out, Lifespan was very responsive in getting back to us and being very patient while they walked us through the steps that we needed to take in order to become approved foster parent.
Was it an easy process?
Yes, with the guidance of our caseworker, we were able to take the trainings, receive our clearances, meet all of our home requirements in a very timely manner.
So folks, if you'd like to foster, we will help you on your journey to become a quality foster parent. LifespanFamilyServices.com.
Well, folks, we're back on Connect FM at 96.7 or 99.7. I'm Pat Shea, the host of the Contact Program, and today we have Paul Boyge, the president of the Brookfield Trail Hub. Paul, you mentioned this Saturday you have a work event coming up. Could you tell us about that?
Yep, that's going to be 1 o'clock on Saturday. We're going to meet at the intersection of the trail and Calhoun Road, which is off of Arch Street Extension in Brockway area. So if they can meet there, then I can take you out on the vehicle and we can go on the trail and look for fallen trees and stuff.
Well, that's wonderful. So listeners, if you'd like something to volunteer outdoors this spring, contact the Brookfield Trail Hub, and Paul Boyge and the others on his staff can help hook you up with a volunteer opportunity. This is something that's going to be great for the community. It's going to bring in some economic development, some interest in people being here, and it should expand and get even more use over time. So, Paul, I want to thank you for being on the show today. And to the listeners, I hope some of you volunteer to help this great, worthwhile organization.
Okay. I just want to mention they can see what's happening on Facebook. Brookfield Trail Hub.
Brookfield Trail Hub on Facebook. I will check that out, and I hope you guys do too. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.